Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2. Available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Let's talk to Kawani Vallejo. She was a Compassion sponsored child from the Philippines. She went through poverty and experienced some horrific things. And today she's a 27-year-old physiotherapist. And the journey between, I think, is what you're going to find the most interesting. Kawani, welcome to Open House.
I'm happy to be here with you.
You enjoyed Australia so far?
Yes, I've enjoyed Australia so far.
What have you liked so far?
The people. They're very warm, friendly. You proved me wrong because I thought you were snobbish.
But
when I came here, you always greet us on the street, say hi, hello, and see you later.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that we've given you a good report card. Yeah. I believe you had a very special event happen to you.
Yes, the event was I met my sponsors. They sponsored me when I was 7, and staff in Compassion surprised me. Uh-huh. They really contacted my sponsors, and that is a very specific prayer that I have.
You've always wanted to meet them?
Yes.
You've never met them before?
I have never met them before.
They sponsored you for 17 years?
Yes, they've sponsored me for 17 years.
How did you feel when you first set eyes on these people who had loved you enough to give you a new life, really?
I was burst into tears. I was really overwhelmed. I was so amazed to see those people. The picture that I have that was when they were young, but they have grown old. I was so excited to really see the people who sponsored me, who supported me, who gave me hope. Mm.
Well, let's go back to the kind of child that I guess you were when you were born. You were born into a poverty-stricken area. Yeah. Give us some details on that.
Yes, I was born and raised in the Philippines, a poverty-stricken community where most of the parents could not send their kids to school. My parents are one of those parents that they would work hard for days, but the day's wage would not be equal to a day's meal. I would remember that me and my sister would beg my parents to buy us a rotten apple because at that time, apple was exported from abroad to the Philippines, but we couldn't even afford a rotten apple. We were actually 5 in the family, but 3 of my eldest brothers died because my parents doesn't have enough money to diagnose their condition.
And what did they die from, Kawani?
One died because of jaundice, another because of hydrocephalus, and the other died because of an infection.
How old were you when you lost your brothers?
I was not yet born.
Okay.
So I'm the 4th in the family. So 3 of my eldest brothers died.
Mm. Okay. So you're in this situation. You can't go to school. You're begging just to have a rotten apple as a special treat. Mm-hmm. Then you get sponsored at the age of?
At the age of 7.
Of 7.
Yes.
What are your memories actually as a 7-year-old? Can you remember back as to, apart from the rotten apples and things, what other memories do you have of that period of your life?
I became so unsure of my future, insecure, hopeless, because this is the reality of my situation. How can I graduate? How can I go to school? Even I don't have enough food in my table. So how is that possible? There's a church that Compassion has partnered with. It's in Bacolod City in the Visayas region. My family went to that church, and when I was 7 years old, I got sponsored. And through that, when we go to church, they would give us memory verses. They would tell us stories about Jesus Christ, about His love. And when I know that someone from Australia really did sponsor me, I feel very special. I felt a hope there that somebody did not know me but picked me. I even didn't know that Australia ever existed. But it's amazing how God can brought two worlds together to help each other.
How did you feel on your first day of school?
I would tidy my things and my uniform. I was so happy that I could go to school. And I would look around to see, oh, this is cool. And I was so amazed at the
It'd be a whole new world for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The place that you'd always dreamt of going to. After you've been through primary school and you go to your first day of high school, again, I guess it would be another dream come true.
Yes, another dream come true. We transferred from Bacolod City to Manila. So it's totally different place. Poverty in Manila is very different. We would move from one place to another because we could not afford the rent of the house. And the house would be just very... I saw your toilets here. That would be just...
Taj Mahal, hey?
Yeah. So we would transfer from one place to another. But the good thing is I could go to school. And Compassion also sponsored me through that. So I'm very thankful to God that I was able to go through my high school years. But at the end of my high school years, I thought, how could I go to college? The fee would just be very expensive that we could not afford it. Even my parents worked triple or borrow or loan, we could not afford it. So I really prayed hard to God. And at that time, the Leadership Development Program was conceptualized in the United States in Colorado. And our leader in the Philippines also have prayed about it. They got it and it was launched in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And it was a specific answer to my specific prayer that I was able.
Yeah, and this is a program that takes sponsored children who then go through to high school, but then have got, you know, another step to go. And they take those children out of high school and then they give them the resources to go on and get their further education.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you went through that and you did a Bachelor of Science?
Bachelor of Science in Physical Therapy or Physiotherapist here.
And again, it would have been another dream come true. When did you first have the idea that you might like to be a physiotherapist?
When I was a child.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was a child, all of my relatives said, because I love service. So I do massage to my relatives. Uh-huh. And they said,
you'd be a good masseur.
You'll be a good physiotherapist when you grow up. And I want science courses. So I get into physical therapy.
Okay. Now, the day that you held that degree after you'd completed your 3 years or whatever it was, again, that must have been another milestone for you.
Yes, yes. When I had that diploma, I just don't think about myself. I think about my sponsors, about the people in Compassion who worked hard for me to get into college, because it's not just only me. It's a group of people who has this ministry to help children to be released from poverty.
Mm. If you were to imagine what your life might be like if you hadn't have been sponsored as a child, do you have any idea? Do you think what you might have made of your life or been able to make of your life?
I always say that I could not imagine life would be without the sponsorship of Compassion. I may be back there in the Philippines, uneducated, illiterate, would have odd jobs but no progress in life, or I may be dead right now because of lack of food.
Mm. It's as simple as that, eh? Mm. What are your dreams for the future now?
Coming here to your country is a great blessing, and I've seen people got sponsored through the campaign of Compassion. And when I go back to the Philippines, I would really advocate for children. I would tell them that to my co-alumni to really stand for the cause of the children, and we would also be sponsors like we were sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell them that this is payback time. We were blessed to be a blessing to other people as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kiwani Valyaho.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, Valyaho.
Valyaho. Lovely name. It's been wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you.
And I just want to really ask that we repeat Kiwani's story 1,000 times this Thursday on Compassion Day. So many children in the Philippines and Indonesia have got nothing. Let's change their world. It starts from 6 a.m. on Christian radio stations right around the nation.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.
Let's talk to Kiwani Valyaho. She was a Compassion-sponsored child from the Philippines. She went through poverty and experienced some horrific things, and today she's a 27-year-old physiotherapist, and the journey between, I think, is what you're going to find the most interesting. Kiwani, welcome to Open House.
I'm happy to be here with you.
You enjoyed Australia so far?
Yes, I've enjoyed Australia so far.
What have you liked so far?
The people. They're very warm, friendly. You proved me wrong because I thought you were snobbish. But when I came here, you always greet us on the street, say hi, hello, and see you later.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that we've given you a good report card. I believe you had a very special event happen to you.
Yes, the event was I met my sponsors. They sponsored me when I was 7, and Staff in Compassion surprised me. Uh-huh. They really contacted my sponsors, and that is a very specific prayer that I have.
You've always wanted to meet them?
Yes. I have never met them before.
They sponsored you for 17 years?
Yes, they've sponsored me for 17 years.
How did you feel when you first set eyes on these people who had loved you enough to give you a new life, really?
I was burst into tears. I was really overwhelmed. I was so amazed to see those people. The picture that I have that was when they were young, but they have grown old. I was so excited to really see the people who sponsored me, who supported me, who gave me hope. Mm.
Well, let's go back to the kind of child that I guess you were when you were born. You were born into a poverty-stricken area. Yeah. Give us some details on that.
Yes, I was born and raised in the Philippines, a poverty-stricken community where most of the parents could not send their kids to school. My parents are one of those parents that they would work hard for days, but the day's wage would not be equal to a day's meal. I would remember that me and my sister would beg my parents to buy us a rotten apple because at that time, apple was exported from abroad to the Philippines, but we couldn't even afford a rotten apple. We were actually 5 in the family, but 3 of my eldest brothers died because my parents doesn't have enough money to diagnose their condition.
And what did they die from, Kuani?
One died because of jaundice, mm-hmm. another because of hydrocephalus, and the other died because of an infection.
How old were you when you lost your brothers?
I was not yet born.
Okay.
So I'm the 4th in the family. So 3 of my eldest brothers died. Mm.
Okay. So you're in this situation. You can't go to school. You're begging just to have a rotten apple as a special treat. Mm-hmm. Then you get sponsored at the age of?
At the age of 7.
Of 7.
Yes.
What are your memories, actually, as a 7-year-old? Can you remember back as to, apart from the rotten apples and things, what other memories do you have of that period of your life?
I became so unsure of my future, insecure, hopeless, because this is the reality of my situation. How can I graduate? How can I go to school? Even I don't have enough food in my table. So how is that possible? There's a church that Compassion has partnered with. It's in Bacolod City in the Visayas region. My family went to that church, and when I was 7 years old, I got sponsored. And through that, when we go to church, they would give us memory verses. They would tell us stories about Jesus Christ, about His love. And when I know that someone from Australia really did sponsor me, I feel very special. I felt a hope there that somebody did not know me but picked me. I even didn't know that Australia ever existed. But it's amazing how God can brought two worlds together to help each other.
How did you feel on your first day of school?
I would tidy my things and my uniform. I was so happy that I could go to school. And I would look around to see, this is cool. And I was so amazed at the
It'd be a whole new world for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The place that you'd always dreamt of going to. After you've been through primary school and you go to your first day of high school, again, I guess it would be another dream come true.
Yes, another dream come true. We transferred from Bacolod City to Manila, so it's a totally different place. Poverty in Manila is very different. We would move from one place to another because we could not afford the rent of the house. And the house would be just very... I saw your toilets here. That would be just...
Taj Mahal, hey?
Yeah. So we would transfer from one place to another. But the good thing is I could go to school. And Compassion also sponsored me through that. So I'm very thankful to God that I was able to go through my high school years. But at the end of my high school years, I thought, how could I go to college? The fee would just be very expensive that we could not afford it. Even my parents worked triple or borrow or loan, we could not afford it. So I really prayed hard to God. And at that time, the leadership development program was conceptualized in the United States in Colorado. And our leader in the Philippines also have prayed about it. They got it and it was launched in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And it was a specific answer to my specific prayer that I was able.
Yeah, and this is a program that takes sponsored children who then go through to high school, but then have got, you know, another step to go. And they take those children out of high school and then they give them the resources to go on and get their further education.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you went through that and you did a Bachelor of Science?
Bachelor of Science in Physical Therapy or Physiotherapist here.
And again, it would have been another dream come true. When did you first have the idea that you might like to be a physiotherapist?
When I was a child.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was a child, all of my relatives said, because I love service. So I do massage to my relatives. Uh-huh. And they said,
you'd be a good masseur.
You'd be a good physiotherapist when you grow up. And I want science courses. So I get into physical therapy.
Okay. Now, the day that you held that degree after you'd completed your 3 years or whatever it was, again, that must have been another milestone for you.
Yes, yes. When I had that diploma, I just don't think about myself. I think about my sponsors, about the people in Compassion who worked hard for me to get into college, because it's not just only me. It's a group of people who has this ministry to help children to be released from poverty.
Mm. If you were to imagine what your life might be like if you hadn't have been sponsored as a child, do you have any idea? Do you think what you might have made of your life or been able to make of your life?
I always say that I could not imagine life would be without the sponsorship of Compassion. I may be back there in the Philippines, uneducated, illiterate, would have odd jobs but no progress in life, or I may be dead right now because of lack of food.
Mm. It's as simple as that, eh? Mm. What are your dreams for the future now?
Coming here to your country is a great blessing, and I've seen people got sponsored through the campaign of Compassion. And when I go back to the Philippines, I would really advocate for children. I would tell them that to my co-alumni to really stand for the cause of the children, and we would also be sponsors, like we were a sponsor.
Sponsored. Mm-hmm.
And I would tell them that this is payback time. We were blessed to be a blessing to other people as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kiwani Valyaho.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, Valyaho.
Valyaho. Lovely name. It's been wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you.
And I just want to really ask that we repeat Kiwani's story 1,000 times this Thursday on Compassion Day. So many children in the Philippines and Indonesia have got nothing. Let's change their world. It starts from 6 a.m. on Christian radio stations right around the nation.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.